reference. Many of the things you will uncover in N will need no action but may have value as potentially useful information about projects and topics. Ideally, you've already set up a workable filing system, as described in Chapter 4, for your reference and support information. As you come across material in your in-basket and email that you'd like to keep for archival or support purposes, file it. You'll probably discover that there are lots of miscellaneous kinds of things that you want to keep but have piled up in stacks or stuffed into drawers because your reference system was too formal or just plain non-existent. Let me remind you here that a less than 60-second, fun-to-use, general reference filing system within arm's reach of where you sit is a mission-critical component of full implementation of this methodology. In the battle zone of real life, if it's not easy, fast, and fun to file, you'll stack instead of organizing. And then it will become much more difficult to keep things processed. Whenever you come across something you want to keep, make a label for it, put it in a file folder, and tuck that into your filing drawer. Or put a post-it on it, instructing your secretary or assistant to do the same. In my early days of coaching, I used to give my clients permission to keep a to-file pile. No longer. I discovered that if you can't get it into your system immediately, you're probably not ever going to. If you won't do it now, you likely won't do it later either.